There's a sonnet of John Donne that begins with the lines something like, "Death, be not proud, for though some hath called thee mighty and powerful, thou art not so." And he goes on contemplating this. It's rather like a conversation between the Buddha and Mara, as he explores the quality of death. The poem explores and reveals the way that death seems so final, so potent, but only from the standpoint of the living, and those viewing life from a very personal standpoint. This is an important issues to contemplate. Sometimes when we think of death, we always think of the death of the body, but also there are many psychological deaths, the death of one's faculties, like Marty's eyes refusing to comply with the urge to read and then not responding, the death of our hopes, or death of reputations, the death of our plans or projects, our situation in life coming to an end, moving to a different phase, or just the ending of a day, coming to the dark, the light leaving the day, final hours. There are many thousands of ways that we live with this ending and this quality of ceasing, dissolution. And the Buddha's encouragement is always for us to say, look at these kind of dimensions of life, these aspects of life's cycles, and to really understand them. Oftentimes Buddhist teachings are criticized for being morbid or nihilistic or obsessed with death and loss, but the reason why the Buddha encourages us to constantly reflect on aging, sickness, death and loss and so forth, is so that we can be alert to the amazingly potent denial mechanisms that we have, avoidance mechanisms that we have within us that are always trying to negotiate and maneuver and cover over that feeling of failure, of loss, of death, because of this. There's this kind of instinctual revulsion, pulling away. This is mighty and powerful and terrible, and to be avoided at all costs. Whatever happens, I don't want to die on stage. Whatever happens, I don't want this project to fail. Whatever happens, I don't want people to criticize me. Whatever happens, I don't want to lose my faculties. Whatever happens,